Ask the assistant to call the roll and establish a quorum. Good evening.
Senators Wykoski?
Here.
Wykoski here. Stone?
Here.
Stone here. Gaines? Hill?
Here.
Hill here. Lara? Skinner?
Here.
Skinner here. Stern?
Here.
Stern here.
All right, we have one matter on today's calendar. I'd like to invite Assemblymember Santiago up and your witnesses. This is the Jobs and Economic Improvement through Environmental Leadership Act of 2011 extension. Good evening. You may proceed.
How are you? Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the senators for allowing us to present this late evening. Today I'm here to present on AB 246. This measure extends a sunset originally applied to AB 900, which you recall was called the Environmental Leadership Development Project that was set in place in 2010 originally by Gordon and Buchanan. We think the provisions are groundbreaking. They can be taken advantage from a number of projects potentially up and down the state. And more importantly, it's a job creator, and I'd like you to consider voting yes on this measure. Thank you.
Your first witness.
Mr. Chair, members, Cesar Diaz on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council. I want to thank this committee and yourself for working with us continuously on this program. It has proven itself to be a job creator while also taking into consideration strong environmental standards. Back when AB 900 was created, it was meant to be addressing a lot of the issues of a lot of projects coming to the legislature and asking for flexibility under CEQA. And so this was a program that was created as a pilot program to try to offset a lot of these types of attempts, and it has worked. There has been several projects that have moved forward, a lot of standards that have been improved throughout time through different extensions have addressed different issues. They've tightened up the environmental standards. They also tightened up labor standards. And I think with the amendments that are being taken in this committee as well, there are actually even more environmental protections that are being implemented on the project or projects. So this bill allows for not just one, but multiple projects. And so it opens the door for anybody who chooses to use the AB 900 process. And for those reasons, we respectfully ask for your support.
Are there others here in support of AB 246? Please come forward.
Mr. Chairman, good evening. Justin Milan for the U.S. Green Building Council. The U.S. Green Building Council is supportive of this. We want to make it clear we don't support LEED or U.S. Green Building Council standards used as a total exemption. We believe that CEQA needs to be followed, certain elements, but there are standards within CEQA or standards within development that can be streamlined by using LEED, which is an internationally established standard. So we believe this is appropriate. It doesn't cut CEQA, and it's a good way to get housing made more affordable in the state. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Justin Fanzel. On behalf of TechNet, I'd like to associate my comments with Mr. Diaz. As tech is in an exciting time right now, building and expanding in California, we also need that affordable housing as well as campus growth. So on behalf of our companies, we urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Luanda Lacey for the California Chamber of Commerce in support.
Cornelius Burke with the Bay Area Council in support.
Brittany Sitzer with Civil Justice Association. We did not submit a formal letter of our position as we just took one recently, and I'd like to register our support this time. Thank you.
Will Gonzalez on behalf of Facebook in support.
Very good. Is there opposition to AB 246? Mr. Pond, good evening.
Good evening. Dan Pond for the Judicial Council. Judicial Council is in opposition to AB 246. This is the 25th bill since 2011 that has sought to expand in some fashion either AB 900 itself or the expedited judicial review provisions or CEQA specialty courts kind of legislation since that time. The Council has opposed all 25 of those bills. Want to make it clear that our opposition has nothing to do with CEQA, whether CEQA should be reformed or not, the merits of the particular projects that are covered if AB 900 is expanded. Our focus is solely on what the court impacts of this legislation are, both on the courts themselves and on the litigants that we are charged with serving. We very much appreciate the recent amendments that were taken by the author and agreed to by the sponsor, which add to the extent feasible language that was in SB 743, and having the clock start running on the filing of the certified record with the court as opposed to the certified administrative record. Those changes provide some needed flexibility for the courts. However, even with those changes, the overall 270-day timeline remains problematic for a number of reasons. The timeline was arrived at, it has no connection to what a trial in appellate court takes, the time it takes for them to hear a very complex CEQA action like the kind of cases that are being heard here. The original timeline under AB 900 was 175 days for a court of appeal when the trial court step was being skipped. As you know, in the committee analysis
points, they had original jurisdiction.
And that was stricken by the Alameda Superior Court, as your analysis points out. So then another 95 days was added for a total of 270 days for both the trial and appellate proceedings to be completed. This was arrived at not in consultation with the courts or with our judicial officers that hear CEQA cases that have expertise in hearing them or what it takes to properly dispose of a case that has this level of complexity.
Doesn't the language to the extent feasible that's preferenced within the 270 days, I mean, there's a tempo that is expected with AB 900, but that additional language is helpful, I guess, or is it not helpful?
No, it's absolutely helpful, but of course the courts take very seriously what the statutes are that are passed, and the legislature clearly has an intent with all of these bills and the projects that would be covered to be complete the litigation at the trial and appellate phase within 270 days. The problem with that is that they will do so, and they will move heaven and earth and take whatever resources to try their best to get there. But that's done at the expense of every other case that is on the court's docket. Just two quick examples. So if you have a personal injury action on behalf of a brain-damaged child, and that is working its way through the system, and it's about ready to be heard, this 270-day timeline literally means that those cases move to the back of the line. One other quick example. Elder abuse cases or cases of asbestos when the plaintiff is in danger of dying. Those are also cases that have a calendar preference, just like CEQA has a calendar preference, but they don't have the ultra calendar preference of a super tight timeline. And so for the courts, this is just it's fundamentally at odds with how the courts are charged with treating all of the cases on their docket without respect to the resources, the particular, you know, litigants that are in front of them. And those are the reasons why we have opposed all of the AB 900 and similar expedited judicial review since then. Again, not based on merits of the projects, job creation goals that, you know, are all very worthy. Those are the court's concerns, and that's why we're opposed.
Perhaps somebody from the executive branch is listening, and we can repeat this theme about the need for court funding and the efforts we make each and every year to increase court funding for these, so we can address these issues that you are talking about, and each year it falls on deaf ears.
Appreciate your support.
Others opposed to AB 246. I will just note that the bill as amended will change the environmental leadership development projects so that it's no longer silver LEED certified, it's gold LEED certified, and it amends from 10% to 15%. Greater standards for transportation. So those are other little things not on the court side. Questions of the author? Mr. Stone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Assemblyman Santiago. Tell me why you think this bill is necessary.
Well, look, the way I looked at it is, if you take a look at the housing need up and down the state, and we take a look at about a million units that are now that we're now behind in California, and I took a look at the AB 900 when the sponsors approached this, I really saw an opportunity, an opportunity to continue to encourage the type of development that we need to house folks. There'll be no doubt that there'll be other projects that'll come online. But I had to sit with this for a second, and I also saw the opportunity for job creation. Mm-hmm. Now, the district that I represent is a heavily urban and dense district like the downtown Los Angeles area. But I'd like to say that this would be outside of the home development. I think it would be a economic stimulant. And for those reasons, I can stomach it. And this legislature had enacted it in 2011 and has passed one extension, so I feel comfortable with this and the strong environmental standards.
And then how do you respond to the opponent is claiming that the 270-day litigation period to challenge projects may be too short in competition with other cases that are on the docket? How do you respond to this expedition?
Well, look, I'm sensitive to the fact that there needs to be more court funding and that there are other pressures on the courts. But in about close to, if I remember correctly, 8 projects, this has worked very well. And there's only been, to my understanding, I believe one lawsuit to this. So it's worked. And I do respect the court's opinions. And you know, every single year we try to get more court funding. But I try to take a look at this for the reasons previously said.
And do you think there's more room for reform of CEQA to do the economic development scenarios that you're discussing, homes, infrastructure, stadiums, whatever, economic development?
I think, look, I think if we had to put all our cards on the table, a serious conversation about this is probably due at some point in the legislature. But I think all sides, philosophies, parties would have to be willing to let go of some sort of philosophical or legislative endeavors. I think this is one of those challenges. But I do believe that there is some benefit to having environmental protections. And it's trying to strike that balance. And this particular bill, I believe, does strike that balance.
And I appreciate you trying to do that. My last question is that you've made projects that are worth over $100 million qualify under this bill. Certainly to lead certifications, they get CEQA expedition, correct? Why did you set the bar so high?
The existing.
The existing law, right. Why not lower it to $30 million, for example, so we can encompass more projects, more housing projects, more infrastructure projects that might not be as expensive as these that you've articulated?
Well, when the bill extension idea was presented to us, I agreed at the time to take this bill exactly as it is. Now, we did move, like I mentioned, towards stronger environmental standards.
Yes.
But I felt that if I had started off with saying that, then I should probably stay with saying that. And look, there's been some pressures on us, you know, to do this to it, to do that to it, et cetera. But when we really began, we made a firm commitment to folks that it would stay that way. And that's really the answer.
Okay. Well, I hope that as this moves along and maybe in future years, I think if you lowered that threshold down to get other projects that are LEED certified to get some type of CEQA expedition, we could probably move a lot of projects in the state and create a lot more jobs a lot sooner rather than later. But I appreciate you bringing this forward.
Thank you.
Senator Stern.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Assemblyman, for bringing this forward. It may come as no shock to you, but I have sort of the inverse concern of my colleague here, which is that I worry about the camel's nose here, and I don't think CEQA was broken, and I think it's actually functioning quite well as the backbone of our environmental policy. I just want, you know, in terms of the concerns raised by the Judicial Council, I do want to state for the record, I want to associate myself with the remarks of the chair that we have to put the necessary funding together to make sure that this expedited judicial review that we're anticipating here actually works and that we can get that done next year. So hoping that we can maybe collaborate even on that next cycle, because it is a very lonely quest in funding the judiciary. But I'll be supporting the measure today because of the efforts you've made to both improve the thresholds established in the bill and also the ability to work with the environmental community, U.S. Green Building Council, as well as labor. But I do notice that we don't have any of the major environmental groups in support. Is that they're neutral? Do you have a sense of, you know, has there been engagement with stakeholders? I mean, we're kind of late in the game here, but sure. Has there been just describe the nature of the stakeholder process there and sure. Why we couldn't get a broader coalition environment.
And just to clear it up, I wouldn't characterize what I said as a broken.
Sorry, I didn't mean to imply that. I was more distinguishing myself with my good friend
from
Temecula here.
So. Fair enough. And I just wanted to make sure that was clear. Look, there has been some challenges, although, and you and I have had that conversation as it relates to the separate, Mr. Chair, but if I may, and I apologize, I should have been speaking to the chair the whole time, but as it related to the ex-site facilities, where there was a challenge and CEQA was pushed as a process, and now we're waiting almost a year later, and the worst environmental disaster on the West Coast, known as the Exide facilities, still hasn't been cleaned. I mean, so there are some challenges in that particular case in time. But in terms of environmental groups, I would say that the only ones we've engaged in were those who offered maybe some amendments, even if they were still in opposition. This particular bill, I wouldn't say brought up any opposition than what you really heard, simply because it had already been done, negotiated, and worked on well before my time. And I think it really does serve as a template to spur a larger conversation.
Seeing no further questions, you may close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote and appreciate the committee's membership for staying here late.
There's a motion by Senator Stone. Please call the roll.
Item 1, AB 246, by Assemblymember Santiago. The motion is due pass and referred to Appropriations Committee. Senators Rykowski?
Aye.
Rykowski, aye. Stone?
Aye.
Stone, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Lauda?
Aye.
Lauda, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye.
What's the vote? 7-0. That's 7-0. The matter is out. Good luck.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.